Night. Winter. A city street. Eve's footsteps echo as she walks along the broad pavement past sepulchral buildings. Georgian, stuccoed and porticoed, flanking a central garden. Wreaths of greenery on every door brag of good taste and festive fellowship, but the houses are mostly in darkness. At number 19, the lights are on in the second floor, the master bedroom, giving the closed red curtains a visceral sheen. Three doors on, the ground floor windows flicker blue. Someone's watching late-night news, dozing in comfort before grim dispatches from a disintegrating world, while in the basement, a night lamp's sickly amber glow filters through the slatted blinds. Further on, at number 31, the first-floor drawing room is shamelessly bright, ugly abstracts and clunky sculpture on glaring display. A tall ficus with viridian leaves, so glossy they could be artificial, is hung with strings of coloured lights and mirrored baubles, silver planets spinning in a twinkling solar system. The room is an empty set. The actors have left the stage. This is an industrious street, and they keep early hours. But at number 43, they will still be up. Christoph always said, evoking the jazz pianist Thelonious Monk, that the world got more interesting round midnight. And there he is, framed in the right panel of the ground floor window's illuminated triptych. He's in profile, sitting in the leather armchair by the carved oak bookcase he and Eve bought in Berlin. In one hand is a glass of red wine, in the other a remote, which is pointing towards the sound system, summoning Monk, Coltrane or Evans. Lined up on the bookshelves above him are scores of Christmas cards. The usual miscellany of bad art, poor printing and disingenuous greetings penned under pressure, testimony to a rich social life and a mostly functional extended family. Opposite him in the left panel, also in profile, gripping her own glass of wine, is his new lover, the redhead, coiled and complacent as a marmalade cat in the armchair, entirely at home. Between them, flaring from a large terracotta pot on the bureau, centred in the middle panel, are the massed crimson tongues of poinsettia, the Christmas flower. The front door wreath, holly leaves, red berries, silver-sprayed pine cones, puts her in mind of those East End funeral arrangements. Cushions of chrysanthemum spelling out Dad, Mum or Nan. This one could, it occurs to her in a moment of grim fancy, spell out Eve. A spiky floral tribute to her, the not-so-dearly, not-quite-departed. It's barely 5 months since she walked away from this house and the marriage. Christoph has wasted no time. In the darkness of the street, she shivers, and her breath is an icy cloudscape on the night air. She tucks her chin into her scarf and gazes through the window at the radiant tableau. It could be a Vermeer, a luminous domestic interior. Her husband, her house, her life. Once. She turns away into the gloom, skirting the locked garden of shadowy evergreen shrubs and skeletal trees ringed by spear-tipped railings. She used to have a key to this private place, like all the residents in this street. And in early spring, she would sit on the bench under the fleshy buds of magnolia. Now the garden is barred to her, like the house she lived in for 20 years. It took a lifetime to build and a second to wreck. Family life, that was the first to go. Then dignity, and with that, reputation. Only her work remains. The boy caught her glance and held it. freeze frame, then rewind. If she could, she would spool all the way back to the beginning, more than 3 decades ago, before the boy was even born, to her own 30s and the start of the family life she has so resolutely destroyed.